You're with Cape Talk.
Today with Kino Cummies.
And always a pleasure having you in our company. Just talking a little travel and wrapping up with Marissa Krauss, who's the travel writer at Traveller 24. Now, Marissa, maybe one or two quick little gems that we should check out possibly even this weekend.
I would definitely say if you're in the Cape area to go to the Yemelin or the Valley, I don't know if you know it, but there's some really fantastic wine farms and a lot of great hikes and even the opportunity to hike across you know, the land to go from wine farm to wine farm. It's called Glam Trails, and it's just a kind of fun thing to do, walking, where you combine walking and wine drinking. So I think that is a really fantastic thing to do, and then to stop off at these small wineries and to really learn about you know, the history and the culture of the area and how it feeds back into social development, which I think is a really nice thing that you know, you want to be able to travel and know you are feeding back into conservation.
Yeah. What's that walk called? Is the walk called Twee Rye Spore?
Close to.
and one final one?
Well, if you're close to, I would say, the Midlands, definitely. If you're close to Durban, Midlands Nottingham Road for coffee fans. It's an excellent place to stay caffeinated in the Midlands.
Love it.
Really fantastic places, like little quaint coffee shops just to get your coffee fix on.
Love chatting to you, Marissa Krauss. Some interesting tips there. You too can call in and share some more tips with us. But coming up next, we're going to look at the world of advertising and creativity. And the director of Cherry Flavor Media, Jonathan Cherry, will take you through some interesting little tidbits.
Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is Today with Kino Cummies
on Cape Talk.
And a very good morning to you, Jonathan Cherry.
Morning, Kino.
So we start off with Castle Light. We start off on a lighter note, so to speak. They've just produced packaging that keeps beer cold for up to 3 hours. Slán may do it.
Yeah, so Kino, the African beer market is very competitive, and Castle Light is one of the biggest premium brands on the continent. But what I find so interesting about Castle Light is that they've really embedded innovation within their brand promise.
Yep.
You'll know that Castle Light, they have that little indicator that actually tells you when is the right time to drink the beer.
Yep.
And I think what's really great is that as a brand, they've decided that they are going to own the space of ice cold beer, and that's what they've done up until now. But they've got a new innovation, as you say, which is a new thing called a cold pack, which is something which has been designed and is made in the Eastern Cape, assembled up in Johannesburg. And as you say, this is an innovation which allows you to keep your beer cold for up to 3 hours outside of a fridge. So it's at that great temperature that you want the beer to be, but up for 3 hours outside of the fridge. And I think in a market like South Africa and broadly in Africa, that's a brand differentiator which really makes a difference. It's something that's quite unique about the product. What I also understand from the press release is that this packaging is quite eco-friendly. So it's made from corrugated cardboard. It's got minimal plastic in it. But I think, you know, it's a great example of obviously a big beer brand that is innovating constantly and creating not just a marketing hinge, but it's something which really is embedded in the product itself.
And it's
so something that I thought we would chat about.
It's an innovation that's useful, though. And, you know, unless you, I'm not even going to say British, but unless you, you know, like warm beers, then, I mean, it's not true. I don't drink beer, right? So for starters, I sort of stay away from beers if it's the plague. But the one beer I will drink is a Castle Light. And why do I drink a Castle Light? And now sometimes if I had a long cycle and I come back and it's pretty hot outside, I drink the Castle Light because it's so refreshing. So it's not just an innovation. It's an innovation that actually adds value. Now, I've got Louis in Kenwyn. He's given us a quick call. Louis, hi.
As of Kino has it. Listen, what are the chances? I was hoping to call in about this Castle Light ad. Brilliant product, brilliant concept, terrible ad. So the guy gets to the counter to pay for his beers. And she asked him, do you need ice? And he says, no. And she asked him again, do you need ice? And he says, no. Does she not know the product? Does she not know that the product doesn't need ice? And she's selling the product.
Oh, you're funny. I love it, Louis.
Cool.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good point. The ad itself is not really very remarkable for me. It's the same as that. Remember when they hired Vanilla Ice to do the Ice Baby?
Yes.
That was also a bit of a cringeworthy ad, but I think it gets the point across. And what I love about Castle Lite as a brand is, as I say, they've really embedded innovation in the DNA of the product itself. It's not a marketing add-on. So in a way, like, the ad itself can suck because the product itself is innovative, and I think people are going to go for it. But I absolutely agree with the corner height. I don't think the ad is great whatsoever.
Yeah, no. I mean, someone at the bottle store needs to, train their staff on product, understanding product, eh? But let's talk about the World Economic Forum. They've just released their Travel and Tourism Competitive Index for 2019, and this tracks the attractiveness of travel destinations around the world. Let's talk about Brand SA in all of this.
Yeah, so the World Economic Forum released this report every 2 years. 2019, they've just released it. And as you know, Kino, tourism in South Africa is an incredibly important industry.
Mm.
Apparently, 1 in 22 people in this country that is employed in the tourism industry, and mainly in one of two categories, either in hospitality or in tourism transportation. So it's understandable that we need to grow this sector.
Mm.
Now, let me just rip this Band-Aid off right now by saying that, unfortunately, South Africa dropped 8 places in this year's report.
Jeez.
And the major reasons is because of crime and a deteriorating business environment in South Africa. So now we are actually just ahead of Oman and Lithuania, which I think is... it's a little bit embarrassing. So as you say, it is about our tourism brand and how we present ourselves to the world. And obviously we're not doing very well. But I think this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for government to say, listen, let's work with business. Let's really focus on improving our position on the scoring sheet and look at the things which they measure and make sure that we're doing well in every single one. So, yes, we've taken a bit of a knock. I don't think it's an absolute disaster. But if you are in travel and tourism, I think it's a worthy report to go and look at just when you are trying to position your offering into the future.
Now, Jonathan, finally, your pick of the week. Sunlum's got something to do with it.
Yeah, so Sunlum have got a new ad, Kino, which I'm sure you've seen on television. I'm sure they're going to be buying one of those World Cup packages and playing this ad a lot.
Mm.
In the ad, what they're trying to say is that there is no better time to be an investor. So it's for Sunlum Investments. They're trying to punt the idea that the fourth industrial revolution is opening up huge opportunities for investors in the space. And I absolutely agree with them. I think it's quite a compelling ad. They've put together a compilation of different shots which really make up a great piece of filmmaking. I think the one thing that I'd like to criticize Sunlum on is, yes, it might be a great time to invest, but they've forgotten to tell me why it's a good idea to invest with Sunlum. So they haven't really differentiated Sunlum apart from all the other asset managers in the space. Because I can buy an ETF tracker which tracks fourth industrial revolution counters around the world for far less than I think what you can buy an active management product. So I do think that it's a great ad. I'm very inspired to invest in the fourth industrial revolution, but it's kind of missing that hook as to what their unique value proposition is.
Absolutely.
So, first, it's my pick of the week. Nice ad, maybe poor delivery.
There we go. Jonathan Cherry, director, Cherry Flavor Media. Maybe you've got some comments on that. This is Today. I'm Kino Cummings with you until midday, which leaves us with about 3 minutes.